I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Steelhead fishing seasons are up and running on the tributaries of Minnesota and Wisconsin's Great Lakes. We're talking Lake Superior and Lake Michigan. But I'm betting there's some listeners out there right now, perhaps even some avid outdoors folks, who have often asked themselves, what exactly is a steelhead? Well, I'll share more details about this cold water species when we return, but first. You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. You've likely heard about the great steelhead runs we've got here in the upper Midwest, but maybe you've asked yourself, what is a steelhead? Well, the short answer is it's a rainbow trout. Originally native to Northern California, rainbow trout have been stocked around the world. Most rainbow trout spend their entire lives in small streams, like those in southeastern Minnesota or western Wisconsin, and they provide great sport fishing and table fare. But other rainbow trout, whether they're on their native west coast or in the Great Lakes, are anadromous. They spawn in tributary streams, then they spend their lives in bigger water, like the Pacific Ocean or Lakes Superior or Michigan. So the basic distinction, steelhead migrate and rainbow trout do not. The upside for steelhead, spending their lives in big water gives them access to a lot more forage, so they grow bigger, stronger, meaner, and they're even more fun to catch. Pound for pound, steelhead have a reputation as the hardest fighting fish in fresh water. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.